In looking at the world, one of the most difficult things to teach your children is how evil is at work in the world. On one hand, you don't want to focus too much on it. On the other hand, you don't want to gloss over it as if it doesn't exist. We can't focus on success if we're so focused on failure. And you can't be good if you're worried all the time about being bad. You have to have faith and move with courage. There's a story about a young boy and a young girl. In fact, the whole classroom of young boys and girls, their first day in school, away from home for the first time, the teacher tells them, everything will be fine, we will have lunch, we will learn, we will color, and if you need to go to the bathroom, simply raise your hand. And the young boy says, well, how would that help? Think about it. You need to do something. You need to actually move. So evil doesn't need too much attention or too much focus. But sometimes you hear people saying, oh, my kid's okay. He hasn't killed anybody. He hasn't burned the house down, you know. He has no apparent pathologies. I go, focus on the good. Because when we look, for example, at the commandments, they are the absolute minimum, but they also point to something. Thou shalt not kill. Okay, good, you've succeeded so far, but have you given life? Have you encouraged people with your words? Have you brought optimism to a place of deep depression? Once Armstrong, the man who landed on the moon, was asked, are you an optimist or a pessimist? Is the glass half empty or half full? And he said, I'm an engineer. We need one smaller glass. There is always a different answer and a different way to approach things. We can't just be focused and frozen in fear, I might not be good enough. Don't be ever doubtful about your insufficiency or about your lack of things. Be convinced of it. But we have a God. We have our fellow human beings who help us. God gave us the tools to replace that which is lacking in each of us. Often in today's world, people said, I want my kid to have self-confidence, which is good. But if you read psychological study, you know who has the best self-confidence? Sociopaths. They're very confident. They don't care about anybody. They're in their own planet, in their own way, and they're going ahead. Because it's not just self-confidence, it's also faith in our God who can supply what is lacking. It is also in your fellow Christians. Never forget the obvious community that surrounds you. The resources that are there. I said in the Ukrainian sermon, we build big houses and we forget about the wonderful nature that's around. No matter what house you build, it will never be as beautiful as the backyard that you placed your foundation on. Maybe build half a bigger house and plant a garden and enjoy the nature that's out there. Have your children relish the beauty of creation instead of keeping them in a prison that you have created. Maybe prison's a hard word, but when they become teenagers, they use it often. So, in today's gospel, the Lord cured a demoniac, two of them. And the people were so focused on stability in society that they said, Jesus, you know what? You cured these guys. Please get out of our country. Sometimes we like our enemies and our demons to be there because they give us the illusion that we are better than we are. And when people become better or they change, we have to face ourselves. What I tell children is you have a great opportunity at this point in your life to become better than your parents. Confuse them by your goodness and obedience, by being studious and obedient, and in the meantime, you will build a great life. Don't give your parents any opportunity to correct you. You have the power to choose your own life. Don't be a child. Be a grown-up before your time by being better than grown-ups. That's a beautiful power to have. And meanwhile, because nature abhors a vacuum, you will fill your life with wonder and beauty, and you will not wake up in the morning saying, geez, I hope I don't kill anybody today. I hope I don't rob anyone. No, you'll say, what good can I do? How much good can I fill in my life? And so when you raise your hand in prayer to God, God will say, I will work with you, but you need to work also. Raising your hand will not solve the bathroom problem. Slava Isusu Hristu.